Chapter 35 V.S. Kaori was certain she had never heard the name Valencia Somerset in her entire life, but something felt very familiar about it, like having deja vu. Something in her brain clicked and said, "This is important, pay attention." But she couldn't figure it out. She pressed her lips together tight and tried to force an answer into her vision, but nothing came. It felt so close, like she could reach out and touch the answer, if only she knew where it was. Valencia Somerset. Renee had straightened her back when she announced her real name, like she was proud of it. Kaori was fond of her own name as well. It was critical to feel empowered by your name. Kaori believed that with all of her heart. "We should keep looking for the stone," she said. "Virgil's been missing for hours. Let's get back to work." Jen's face lit up. "I know. Maybe we don't need the snakeskin stone now because we have an actual snake bite." She pointed at the pillowcase that Valencia still had pinched between her thumb and index finger. "Well, not an actual snake bite, but snake bite juice anyway. That's got to count for something." She looked at her sister expectantly. Kaori thought. Maybe Jen had a point. Surely saliva from a snake's actual mouth had to count for more than a rock, right? It made logical sense. "What do you think?" Kaori asked Valencia. Never in all her days, not even her past lives, has she ever asked another person for guidance or advice. But if they were going to do business partners, now was a good time to start. Kaori knew the importance of collaboration as running a business. Valencia nodded. "Makes sense to me." But they were interrupted again when Valencia's phone buzzed. The vibration was so loud that Kaori thought it was her own phone at first. "It's my mom," Valencia said when she saw the message on the phone. She announced it like she'd just been given 6 hours of homework. "She wants to know where I am. Ugh." She rolled her eyes. The pillowcase dangled at her side. Kaori was reminded of pictures she'd seen in history class when people waved white flags to surrender. "Do you have to go home?" asked Jen, whiny and weighty with disappointment. "Technically," said Valencia. Kaori was about to say that the ceremony wouldn't take long and maybe Valencia could sneak in an extra 15 minutes before she had to go. But then the bells of the Buddhist monastery sounded, and Kaori had to look at her own phone, too. It was her mother. It was like parents were all on the same wavelength or something. "It's Mrs. Tanaka," Kaori told her sister. But the text wasn't asking where she was or when she was coming home. "Have you seen Virgil Salinas by any chance?" was the text. Kaori's heart dropped. The fact that her mother was asking meant that someone had asked her, which meant it was one of Virgil's parents or brothers or Lola, which meant that they didn't know where he was either, which meant this was a true blue emergency of epic proportions. Kaori texted back. "No, he was supposed to come over at 11, but he never showed up." She stared to type more details, that they were looking for him now, that they were going to have a ceremony and so on. But if she did that, Mrs. Tanaka might tell her to come home and Jen right away, so she deleted the few words she'd written and waited for her mother's reply. "She asked if I knew where Virgil was," Kaori said, sounding just as sullen as she felt. Something was wrong. Something was very wrong indeed. That meant his parents are looking for him. She turned towards Jen. "So, he didn't get held up at home like we thought, and hasn't been home since Renee Valencia went over there." Jen frowned. The three of them were quiet for a moment until Jen's face suddenly lit up, just as it had before. "Hey, maybe he went off with VS," she said. "Maybe they ran away together like in the movies." "That's impossible," said Kaori. "Yesterday he could barely say her initials without choking." Valencia's phone buzzed again. "It's not impossible," said Jen as Valencia texted on her phone. "Maybe she sent her a message last night or this morning, and now they're off right now, eating popcorn at the movies, just him and VS. "You watch too much television," Kaori said.